This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carlinville will kick off to start the ball game tonight. The Cavies in the all-white look. They've got the white pants, the white jerseys with the blue shoulders, blue numerals trimmed out on the red, blue helmets, and the red face masks. Vandalia in the all-red look tonight. Red pants with white trim, red jerseys with white numerals, red helmets, and white face masks. Tucker Hughes is back for the Cavaliers. That is big. It'll be Matt Schmidt, though, to kick it away. It's one of those mid-range kicks hauled in at the 25-yard line by the Vandals. Turning the corner down the sideline is Matthew Wells, and he's out across, well, right near the 40-yard line, and that's where Vandalia will start first and 10 here tonight. So an early look at Trevor Smalls and this big Vandalia offensive line. Told you about Enloe, Moser, and Roman. Robbie Dermond is a 180-pound junior, 6 foot. Ethan Plunkett, a 6'2", 260-pound junior. They are the other. Check that, David Meyer and Lucas Carroll, the other linemen, both 200 pounds. I was looking at their defensive front there. So a big offensive line for Vandalia, and the electric Trevor Smalls will line up in the backfield. 905 yards. That's good for 150 per game, and he has 14 touchdowns on the year. Wells will work from shotgun. They motion Smalls out on the first play. Quarterback draw, and Carlinville ready for it. They snuffed it out. Maybe a gain of one on the play, as that was Tucker Hughes, who made his presence felt immediately after missing multiple games with a bad hammy.
Yeah, it's great for the Cavaliers to get Tucker back.
And Kyle Dixon will be singled up on Trevor Smalls all night long. And you talk about athlete on athlete. Second down and 9 for the Vandals. They will scrimmage from their own 41-yard line. They will bunch the formation in, 3 receivers in the right slot. Smalls, the lone tailback, as Wells works from shotgun. Every Carlinville defender crowding the line of scrimmage. Wells is going to throw over the middle, nearly intercepted in and out of the midst that time of Colin Gibble. It'll be 3rd and 9, and boy, Gibble probably should have had that pick.
Well, it looked like it was thrown to him, didn't it? He just stepped right in front of it, right in the breadbasket, and couldn't hang on.
So you wonder if Vandalia, knowing that Carlinville was going to come out and key on Smalls, they have thrown the ball. Actually, a quarterback draw the first play, now a throw on second down. So it's 3rd and long, and Smalls without a touch here on the opening series. Smalls will line up in the right slot for Vandalia. It's a 4-receiver set as they bring Garrett Austin into the backfield. He and Wells check their list of plays on their left arm. Austin off the right shoulder of Wells. They will motion a man. That is Richie, and we've got flags before the snap. Looks like it'll be offensive movement on Vandalia. Dead ball. Oh, delay. Delay of game, so 5 yards nonetheless. It's going to be 3rd and 14 right out of the gate for the Vandals. And we know that Carlinville likes to go on defense first. Carlin set that tone and get the ball coming out of the locker room, and their defense has a golden opportunity here in the opening series of the ball game to make that early statement. They will crowd the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 14. Three receivers in that right slot. They will hand to Smalls, running right. He's strung out right. Oh, gets by the initial defender, and he is brought down inside of the 40 at the 39-yard line, gained 3. But a good job that time by Logan Rosentrader, Carl, as he strung that play out.
Well, basically, he wasn't going to make the tackle, but he forced him so far from behind the line of scrimmage, there was no way for him to gain many yards.
So Vandalia loses 1 yard on the 3-and-out. And the Cavaliers will await the punt. Ambuhl and Dixon waiting back around their own 30-yard line. The punt is away. It's a good kick. Kicked away from Dixon. Bounces the 30. Now Kyle picks it up off one bounce, and he is down. Took a knee just outside the 25 at the 26. So a nice directional kick that time. Got it away from Dixon, and no return on the play. And Carlinville going to start first and 10 with 10:25 to play in the opening quarter at their own 26-yard line. So we'll see what Jared Easterday and crew have in store here tonight. Mentioned, Jared has not been sacked all year, has thrown just one pick. He will have Kyle Dixon and Jake Ambuhl along with Will Walton on the outside and Nick Walton. Colton DeLong, the starting tailback here this evening. Empty backfield, 5-receiver set. They will motion DeLong into the backfield now. Jarrett from shotgun. Oh, ran into his own man, a busted play. Yesterday will keep it himself, and he gets out across the 30 to the 32. So it wasn't pretty at the start, Carl, but yesterday the senior leader made something out of nothing there.
Yeah, if you're going to have a busted play and you can gain 5 yards on it, take it every time.
Give credit to the offensive line there. Left tackle, Jordan Bressler. Right guard, Blaze Ballou. The center is Siler McLean. Right tackle, Jonathan Stillwell. And left guard, Alex Dawson. We talk about the size of Vandalia. Carthenville, not exactly small up front. Experienced size for the Cavies on the line. They will hand two to Long. Running right. Has the Carthenville first down out across the Cavie 40 to the 42. That's a gain of 10 yards and a first down for the Cavaliers. Good blocking off the right side that time. Stillwell and Ballou. Dawson goes 240. Stillwell goes 275. McLean 230 at the center. Ballou's 280. And Bressler is 240. But most importantly, Carl, experience. Yesterday from gun. DeLong again cuts it back inside, gets across the 45, out to about the 47-yard line, a pickup of 5. And go figure, Carl, Vandalia comes out throwing. Right. Carthenville comes out running.
Absolutely. Do the opposite of what we expect, at least. But Carthenville obviously seen something on films, because that back-to-back plays, that's just wide open for almost a guaranteed 3 to 5-plus yards every time, looked like.
Three receivers along the back. They will pitch left to Colton. Turns it up inside. Has another Carthenville first down into Vandalia territory at the Vandal 45-yard line. Gain of 8 on that play. And a heavy dose of Colton DeLong. He would have had every carry so far except the first play of the game. Him and Easterday didn't have their timing right, so Jared had to take it himself. 9-11 for the opening quarter. Clock running after they reset the chains. Carthenville's moved right into Vandal territory at the 45-yard line. Four receiver set. DeLong the tailback. It'll be, a fake to Colton. A quick little slant to Will Walton. And Walton breaks a tackle, still on his feet. And he is down close to the Vandal 35-yard line and near another Cavy first down. Boy, that was just great second and third effort that time from Will Walton. And there's the effect of a good running game, Carl. They faked the inside handoff to DeLong. The Vandals had to respect it. They bid on it. And then just a quick little hitter to Walton. And he did get the first down.
Nice play from the Cavaliers.
Empty backfield, 5 receiver set. Easterday going to throw quick. It's Walton again. Same play. Makes another guy miss. He is inside the 30. Down to about the Vandal 27-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 8. And Carthenville very efficient here to start the ball game. No negative plays. 8.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Carthenville forced Vandalia 3 and out to start the ball game. Now Carthenville's offense on the move. 2nd and 2 at the Vandal 27-yard line. They will motion Dixon right to left. Easterday going to hand off to DeLong, mini stretch play. Colton has the first down, makes a man miss in the hole. He's inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 10-yard line. That's a gain of 17. And just like that, Carthenville into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. An impressive opening drive.
Just what I said, Carthenville hasn't shown a good running game all year.
Oof.
And look at him go.
Plowing off the line of scrimmage. It's DeLong again, running right. This time he is hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward down to about the 7 for a gain of 3. 8 plays to go from their own 26 down to the Vandal 8-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal from there for the Cavies. Looking to the sideline for the play. I think Ethan Wallace is going to check in for the first time for Carthenville. He's been one of their feature backs through the first 6 weeks. But DeLong got the start tonight and made good work. They will pitch to Wallace, running left. Ethan makes one guy miss, fighting, churning, down close to the goal line, but shy, down at the 1. It'll be 3rd and goal from there.
Wallace on the carry for the Cavaliers.
Great blocking up front again this entire drive, Carl. The Carthenville offensive line setting the tone.
It definitely has been dominating line of scrimmage. Remember, it started off with a busted play that went for 5 yards.
They marked him at the 2, so it's 3rd and goal from there. Full house backfield. Easterday comes under center. You don't see that often. 3rd and goal from the 2. Hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss of 3 back at the 5. Good Vandal pressure that time as they were into the backfield immediately. Garrett Austin was one of a host of Vandal defenders for the stop. It'll be 4th and goal at the 5. And decision time early for Chad Easterday. Will he go for it on fourth and goal at the five, or will he take the points? It looks like he's going to go for it. The offense appears to be staying on the field. 6 minutes, 23 seconds for the opening quarter. Carthenville will go. They spread them out. Five receiver set, empty backfield. Fourth and goal at the five. Snap away. Jarrett, pump fake. Oh, the lane opens up in the middle. He dives. Is he into the end zone? Yes. Touchdown. Jarrett Easterday, pump fake to the right. It was wide open down the middle, and he took advantage. He was hit right at the goal line, but able to fall forward for the touchdown. A big fourth and goal conversion from the five-yard line for Jarrett Easterday. And Carl, he doesn't run a lot, but boy, when he does, he is effective.
He is effective in this drive especially, as he starts with 5 yards and ends with a 5-yard carry.
And in between, a lot of Colton DeLong. Carlinville has that shift on to where they're looking for a certain look. If they get it, they'll go for two. Everybody is shifted away from the ball. They're going to go for two. They throw it out to the left. It's a halfback pass, and it is caught. Dixon to Ambuhl for the two-point try. How about that? They had everybody but the center shifted to the left. Easterday threw it out to Dixon, who lobbed it to Ambuhl for the two-point try. So with 6:09 for the opening quarter, Carthenville goes right down the field. They complete the two-point conversion. Cavs lead Vandalia 8-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. That is how you start a big-time game on the road, Carl. Three and out for your defense and 11 plays, 74 yards, and a touchdown. They go onside kick, and the Vandals ready for it, and they fall on it. So Vandalia would have good field position to start here out near midfield at their own 47-yard line. But throughout the week, when Carlinville drew up their ideal start, that's it.
Yeah, they went to that running game, and by golly, it worked all the way down the field against this Vandal defense.
And we see them, Carl, a lot of times they do that shift, and most of the time they will come back in and kick the extra point. And Chad Easterday has always told us, we're looking for something specific. If we get it, Jarrett snaps it. They got it, and they convert it.
Well, that's a little extra play there as the quarterback throws to Dixon, and then, you know, laterals, I should say, but a long pass to the corner, and then he throws for the two-point conversion.
Just for good measure. Vandals will motion Thomas Ritchie and flags before the snap. Did Carlinville get an early start? Now they're going to call a false start on Vandalia. At least that's the preliminary signal. Yep, that's going to cost the Vandals five, and it'll move the football back to around the 42-yard line. 6:07 for the opening quarter. And it was a surprising start just from the standpoint, Carl. We haven't seen Trevor Smalls with a touch yet for Vandalia. And then Carlinville comes out with a heavy dose of Colton DeLong.
And just two passes. The other way around is more normal.
That's right. The Carlinville offensive line, the story of that opening drive. The Cavies took chunks out of the Vandal defense. It's 1st and 15 Vandalia now. They are back at their own 42. Again, Carlinville crowding the line of scrimmage, almost daring Vandalia to throw. Wells over the middle, incomplete. Short hops his intended man at midfield. It'll be 2nd and 15.
Yeah, so it was the 8 rushing plays and only 2 passing.
He was looking that time for Thomas Ritchie. It'll be 2nd and 15. We'll have a score break for you here following this Vandalia snap. 6:03, opening quarter. Great start for Carthenville. They lead 8-0. Vandalia spreading out Carthenville. 4 receivers, 1 tailback. That is Garrett Austin. They will motion Ritchie. Smalls in the right slot. Wells going to run the option. They pitch late. Oh, the hole is hit by Garrett Austin at the 20. Will he be caught? Yes. Dixon tracks him down. The ball comes out, but I don't think Carlinville recovered in play. They did not. They run the option. The late pitch from Wells to Garrett Austin, and he busted it for a big one down inside the Carlinville 15-yard line at the 12. A gain of 30. Check that, a gain of 38. And Vandalia in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. Massive play that time as they ran the option to perfection. They will motion Ritchie. Wells will hand to Ritchie, running right. Hit in the backfield, falls forward for a gain of a couple inside the 10 down to the 9 for a pickup of 3. That was a bigger gain than I initially said for Austin on that option. went from their own 42 down to the 12. 5:15 for the first quarter. The Vandals answering right back, which that's what you expect from a very good team. They're not state-ranked and unbeaten for no reason. Wells from shotgun. Smalls now in the backfield. They will motion Trevor out again to the right side. Dixon goes with him. Wells wanted it right, wasn't there. Pulls it down. He's going to tuck and run to the pylon. He's in for the touchdown. So the Vandal quarterback, Matthew Wells, answers the Carthenville quarterback Easterday's touchdown with a run of his own. This one from 9 yards out and a four-play touchdown drive for the Vandals. That's a big-time answer at the 4:55 mark of the opening quarter. The big play on that drive, the option pitch to Garrett Austin. Now the Vandals will come on for the extra point try. It'll be Cameron Withers for the extra point. 8-6 right now. Extra point pending. Vandalia taking their time here on this extra point. Withers, the junior kicker. Snap back, hold down. Withers' kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is good. The Vandals answer right back, and with 4:55 for the opening quarter. Carthenville 8, Vandalia 7. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Vandals go onside. Squibber picked up by Lonnie Rosentrader. Not much on the return, and good starting field position for Carthenville at their own 45-yard line. 4:50 to play in the opening quarter. That was a four-play, 53-yard touchdown drive for the Vandals, and that big run from Garrett Austin set the whole thing up.
No doubt the big play by Vandalia on the option play, 38-plus yards, and that's pretty much got him down there.
Carthenville's offense back on the field. Easterday will hand to DeLongo. A massive hole for Colton DeLong. He has a first down and more inside the Vandal 40 down to the 36-yard line. Gain of 19 for Colton DeLong as the Carthenville offensive line thrashing the Vandal defensive line right now. 4:44 for the first quarter.
Well, I expected offense from both sides. I just did not expect this running game so far by the Cavaliers.
Three receivers to the left for the Cavies. Easterday from shotgun. Ethan Wallace, the tailback now. They will try Wallace, and Ethan plows ahead down inside the 35 to the Vandal 34, gain of 2.
Wallace on the carry.
Stay tuned later on tonight. We'll have the Gillespie-Staunton broadcast here on FM 106, also streaming at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. As Ethan Wallace hobbles off the field, and Carl, he's been dealing with a high ankle issue, and that appears to have flared up here. So Colton DeLong back on the field. He has been an absolute workhorse here in the first 8 minutes. Easterday from gun, will hand to DeLong. Colton running left, tries to bounce outside. He will not get there. He is tripped up back at the 35-yard line. Tackle made in the open field by Garrett Austin. That was a very nice play by Austin. He went low on the big DeLong, who is listed at 6'1", 200 pounds. And up top on Colton is not a good idea.
Yeah, he made it a perfect play and took a 3-yard loss on him.
Third and 10 for Carthenville. We'll have a game break for you after this Carthenville snap at the Vandal 35. Empty backfield for Jarrett Easterday. Jarrett has time in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Caught by DeLong. Bounces off a would-be tackler. He has a first down into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Let's go quickly to Jennifer Graham for a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jen. Easterday keeps it himself, runs left, bounces off a couple of tacklers, and he's down to the 1 yard line for a gain of 15. So Jarrett, three carries and productive.
Absolutely, 25 yards, which is a lot of running for Jarrett Easterday.
First and goal at the 1 for Carthenville. Vandalia came right down the field and answered the Cavies' opening touchdown. Now Carthenville right back at Vandalia, trying to answer the Vandal score. Power set as Easterday comes under center, and Carthenville wants a timeout. 2 minutes, 35 seconds for the opening quarter. We got a good one. Carthenville 8, Vandalia 7. You're listening to high school football on WSMI FM 106. 8-7 Carlinville. They have it first and goal at the one. Easterday under center. Three backs in the backfield. Now two motion. Short. They will hand all the balls out. And I think Jarrett got back on top of it as he handed off to DeLong. The ball squirted out. But Easterday was Johnny on the spot there. It'll be second and goal at the one.
Bad thing. Cost him a couple yards right there.
1 yard. Back to the two. 2:15 for the opening quarter. Easterday will go back to shotgun here. Three receivers to the right side, and I think the Vandals want to use a timeout, and they do. 2:04 for the opening quarter. Second and goal from the two for Carlinville when we come back to Vandalia High School following these messages on WSMI. Another huge spot here early in the first half. 2:04 for the opening quarter. Second and goal at the two for Carlinville. It was first and goal at the one. Cavies then put it on the ground. Lucky to get it back. Jarrett now from shotgun. Three receivers to the right. DeLong is the tailback. Dixon the lone receiver. Top side of the formation. It'll be DeLong on the carry, and Colton powers his way into the end zone for the Carlinville touchdown.
Basic, simple play. They've been running, well, all game long in this quarter with Colton DeLong just shooting it pretty much off to the right side and goes for another score for the Cavaliers.
A 7-play, 55-yard drive for the Cavaliers. Comes at the minute 59 mark of the opening quarter. Again, Carlinville has everyone shift to the left. Now they will come back in as they did not get the look they were seeking. It'll be an extra point try as Matt Schmidt will come in wide from the right. Easterday will hold. This to make it 15-7, Carlinville. The snap is back. It's high. Easterday gets it down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is good. Carlinville has missed just one extra point all year. Schmidt puts it home, and with a minute 59 for the opening quarter, Carlinville 15, Vandalia 7. Back to Vandalia High School following these messages on WSMI. Thank you very much, Jennifer. We're actually live in Vandalia. We'll have the Staunton-Gillespie game coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. Both those teams 3-3, so the winner really has a good chance at the postseason. The winner here tonight has a great chance at the South Central Conference title. Little squibber up the middle. It was nearly broken free by Blake Morrison. He was a tackle away, Carl.
Yeah, those squibbers, the one thing, of course, the ball takes weird hops, but boy, if you break that initial line coming down at you, you got open field.
Talking to the Vandalia radio before the ball game, I said, what happened in week one against Gillespie is the Miners came up here and almost beat the Vandals. And the kicking game, they said, was a lot of it as they were giving Gillespie a short field that night. And we've seen both teams really with short fields here to start this ball game.
And not really unusual for the Cavaliers to give that up.
It'll be a direct snap to Trevor Smalls as he will motion Richie. The snap was low. Smalls going to bounce outside. Ambure right with him. Gets him to the ground, but he might have got the face mask, Carl.
He got the face mask because the official did not miss it as he had that flag out in a second.
Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break from Hillsboro. All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. As the initial signal, I think they pointed wrong at first, Carl.
Did. A lot of Vandalia fans weren't going along with that call.
Yeah, it's a face mask on Ambule, the 5-yard variety.
Yeah, he just grabbed hold and let go instantly.
And that was the first carry for Smalls in this ballgame, was it not? I think it was. We've seen the option with Austin. Oh, that's so the first time we've seen 15. Smalls with carry. So it is the big 15-yarder. Yeah. And that's going to move the football down just inside the Carlinville 40.
Didn't really see him pull on it, but he got a hold of it and he let go. But they give him the 15.
100 seconds for the opening quarter. Looks like it'll be another direct snap to Trevor Smalls. Snap is low again. Smalls straight ahead, slips through the first two, and then the Cavies reinforcements are there with Kyle Dixon as they drive him back shy of the 35. He'll be down at the 36, gain of 4. And that play can be a lot more effective, Carl, if the snap can hit him right in his number 5. He said to reach down for the last
right.
two.
It hasn't been a good snap to him yet. Really only a gain about 2, we're going to call it there.
They got him down at the 30.
Oh, wait a second. Now they moved it. Going by
The ball sure looks like it's marked closer to the 36 than
the
38.
Yeah, now they've moved the chains a little.
Final minute of the opening quarter, 15-7 Carlinville. It'll be another direct snap to Trevor Smalls. Full house backfield for Smalls. He will motion Richie. This is a good snap. Trevor's going to run left. Looking for a seam. Doesn't have it as he's going to be wrapped up. No gain on the play. Tucker Hughes was there initially, and Jake Ambuehl came in to clean it up. Also in on the stop was Will Kincaid. It'll be third down in about six. That was good coverage sideline to sideline for Carlinville.
No gain on the play. It'll be third down.
Inside of a half minute for the first quarter, it'll be third and six for the Vandals. They'll bring Matthew Wells back onto the field now. Vandals looking to the sideline.
Might see. They have a clock. See it.
Vandals
looks
don't
like
look
they're
like they're
going
to snap
go.
It. Well, now we've got a whistle, and someone take a timeout? Carlinville took a timeout. That's curious, with 7.3 seconds for the first quarter. Carlinville leading Vandalia 15-7. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Chad Easterday in his 11th year at Carlinville. He's 87-30. They've been in the playoffs every single year. They are ranked second in 3A this week. Jason Clay in his third year at the helm of the Vandals. He's 22-6, and he has the Vandals ranked eighth in this week's 3A poll. Think about Payne's only loss. They got blown out by Carlinville. They're still ranked ninth in 2A, Carl. That win that Carlinville had against Payne was so impressive. Not that they got the win, but the margin by which they got it. Tougher test here tonight, though, in Vandalia. That Payne game was in Carlinville. Curious timeout that time from the Cavaliers. Their second of the opening quarter. The Vandals looked content to let the clock run out on the first quarter. Third and six from the Cavy 36. Wells from shotgun will motion Smalls. They fake to Smalls. He's going to set up the screen pass. Catch is made by Austin. He's got green grass. He's got the first down at the Carlinville 24-yard line. A gain of 12, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. A very entertaining first quarter, as we thought it would be, between these two unbeaten state-ranked teams. After 12 minutes, Carlinville leads Vandalia 15-7. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Vandalia High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. And Carl, coming into tonight, Jared Easterday had 22 touchdowns passing, only one interception. Matthew Wells, 16 touchdown tosses and just one interception. And both of these offenses outside of Vandalia's first possession have really been clicking here tonight.
Well, they have indeed. Vandalia's done it with the one big option play so far has been their biggest game. That was their first completed pass for 12 yards. And, yeah, they get them both going. Like I say, Vandalia's kind of a 50-50 team. They do half running, half passing.
Well, when you put Smalls in motion, he's a great decoy.
He's a good decoy, but they also have a couple good receivers besides that.
Three receivers in the right slot for Vandalia. Wells from shotgun, Smalls the back. Wells going to throw. Has time. Now he's going to roll to the right off his back foot. Oh, had a man, but it's incomplete as he had pressure coming from Rosentrader late. And if he could hit that Vandal in stride, that would have been a touchdown. It'll be third down and 10 for Vandy. That was good coverage in the secondary as Wells held that ball for a long time running around back there.
And the Cavies' rush could not get to the quarterback.
That was remarkable, Carl, when we found out before the game that Easterday has not been sacked all year. Coming in, he had thrown 104 passes, not sacked once. Really, outside that first week against Hillsborough, he hasn't even been pressured consistently.
That's true.
Empty backfield for Wells. He will roll to his right. Now he has pressure. Oh, gets away. Turns it upfield. Met by Colton DeLong, and he drags Colton inside the 20 down to about the 19 for a gain of 5. And it's going to be fourth down for the Vandals. They will probably go here. 11.5 minutes for the first half. The way the Carlinville offense is rolling, Carl, it doesn't seem field goals are going to do you much good in this game tonight if you're Vandalia.
And it looked to me like that might be pushing the limit to his kicking ability. He looked like he was good from about 30 yards out. And this would be farther
than that.
It's
actually third down and four, my mistake. The 11-10 for the first half. Ball spotted at the 19. Wells from gun. Oh, he ran into Smalls in the backfield. Doesn't matter. Trevor finds a seam. He's into the end zone for the Vandal. Touchdown. The explosion of Trevor Smalls. He was virtually untouched on his way to pay dirt at the 10:59 mark of the second quarter. A 19-yard strike.
And Vandalia comes back, and we have a quite an offensive display going on here tonight.
Six plays, 57 yards on the touchdown. In 2 minutes and 53 seconds. On for the extra point. Snap down. The kick from Withers is good through the south. Nope, no good.
No good.
Through the south uprights. Missed it wide. 15-13. Carthenville with the lead. We'll come back with the Vandal kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Thank you very much, Jennifer. As Carthenville leading by two, their difference, their two-point conversion, and the Vandals just missed an extra point. Little squibber picked up by Colton DeLong around the 30, and he returns it out close to midfield. He'll be down at the Carthenville 48-yard line. So once again, good starting field position. Vandalia and Carthenville have both had it. Carthenville's first possession, they started at their own 26, drove 74 yards for the touchdown. Since then, they've started at their own 45, and now their own 48. And right before that Trevor Smalls touchdown, Carl, Vandalia did enter the Seavers Equipment red zone. You can score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. As both these teams spending a lot of time in the Seavers Equipment red zone.
We might have a lot more red zone going on tonight as teams are both offensive clicking on both sides.
Empty backfield for the Cavies, leading by a deuce. Now they will bring DeLong into the backfield for a receiver set. Jarrett will hand to DeLong. Huge hole right side. Colton straight ahead, and he has a Carthenville first down into Vandalia territory at the Vandal 41-yard line. A gain of 11 yards for Colton DeLong. Boy, and he is just taking chunks of yardage. Give credit to that Carthenville offensive line as Bressler, Ballou, McLean, Stillwell, and Dawson doing great work here in the opening half of play. They're just blowing Vandalia off the football.
10 carries, 72 yards so far for Colton DeLong.
Four receivers. Easterday, a little pump fake. Pressure coming. Jarrett steps up, and he avoids the sack. Actually going to gain a yard to the 40. And that little play right there, Carl, is why he has not been sacked this year. Vandalia had a clean shot at him, and he was able to get away.
Well, that's a big part. The line's definitely good. We know that for a fact. But another factor is that when they bring an extra attacker or a blitzer, Easterday's had ways to just sidestep, or he just takes off and like there gains something out of nothing.
He's a sneaky runner. Second and nine from the Vandal 40. Four receiver set. Dixon will motion left to right across the formation. DeLong in the backfield. Jarrett rolling right. Looking sideline incomplete. Good coverage in the play from Vandalia that time as they were looking for Ambule beyond the sticks. It'll be third and nine. 9:52 for the first half of play, and this is really the first time we've seen Carthenville in a third and long here tonight.
Yeah, it's always been big positive gains. This time a gain of just a yard and also no gain. So first time third and long, Cavaliers.
Big crowd on hand here tonight as some of the Vandal fans rise to their feet. Carthenville, a big visiting section of bleachers here at Vandalia. Cavies have them filled up. Easterday from shotgun. He's going to throw over the middle. Incomplete right off the chest of Nick Walton. He was hit in stride and took his eye off the football and bounced right off his chest. Would have been a first down. A perfectly thrown football that time from Easterday. See if the Cavies are going to go. Easterday also the punter. So it's fourth and nine. Carthenville could go either way here. Leading by two, 15-13. This might be a punt for Easterday. And it is. It's the rolling pooch. Oh, it's off the side of his foot, though. Not a good kick. It's going to go out of bounds inside of the 35. And they will mark it, I believe, at the 33-yard line. And that's where Vandalia will start first and 10. And we saw that a couple weeks ago, Carl, where Jarrett got one of those off the side of his foot.
And bad timing, because really, if you're going to punt there, you want to pin them back. And this turns out, well, Vandalia is going to have good field position again.
flag on the near side of the field here, resting at the 41-yard line. They're going to pick it up. They discussed it. They will pick it up. It'll be Vandalia football back inside their own 35 at the 33. So the Vandals will have a chance to take their first lead of the night. And since that opening three and out where they had negative one in yardage, they have gone down the field the last two times they've had the football. Four plays, 53 yards, a touchdown. Six plays, 57 yards, and a touchdown. Officially, it will be marked at the 34-yard line of Vandalia. Vaughn football game here through a quarter plus. Wells will work from shotgun. He's got split backs, and now Jason Clay wants to talk it over. Vandals will take a timeout. 9:40 for the first half. Carthenville 15, Vandalia 13. The Vandals have the football when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Vandalia High School. Everything we thought and some here with 9:40 to play in the first half. Carthenville leading 15-13. Both defenses now have a stop. The Vandals back on offense after they forced the Easterday punt, which went off the side of his foot. Wells from shotgun, Smalls behind him. They will give to Trevor Smalls straight up the gut, plows ahead out across the 35 to about the 38-yard line, a gain of four. We didn't see a lot of Trevor Smalls in that opening quarter, Carl. He spent a lot of time in motion and being kind of a decoy of sorts, but the last few possessions we've seen a heavy dose of him, whether it was the wildcat look or that last touchdown run he had, just a straight handoff, and he did the work after that.
Yeah, Cavaliers had held him in check until that touchdown run, really.
Second and six for the Vandals. They will give to Smalls again. Nothing this time. Oh, he bounces outside, still on his feet, and Dixon gets him down. Might have lost a yard as Trevor got bottled up initially, bounced it outside, and Dixon was able to stay right with him and slam him to the turf. I mean, that's one of those situations, Carl. If you get your hands on him, it's a lot easier said than done, but you have to get him on the ground, and Dixon did it that time out on that left side. It'll be third and seven. He did lose a yard. 8.5 minutes for the first half. Gillespie and Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. Both teams 3-3. Huge playoff implications there. We got conference championship implications here. Oh, the shotgun snap is low. Now it's kicked around. Smalls dives on top of it, but it's back at the Vandal 30-yard line. Carl, we saw some shotgun snaps low when Smalls was taking them, and that one right at the feet of Wells.
It was ends up on it, but
it was almost a lot worse as Wells kind of kicked it trying to pick it up, and Carlinville had multiple white shirts over there, but Smalls, with a Superman-style dive, was able to get on top and at least save the possession and give Vandalia a chance to punt it away. It'll be Robbie Durbin, Ambuel, and Dixon waiting back at their own 40-yard line. So the Carlinville defense comes up with a big, big stand. Snap to Durbin, puts his left foot to it, kick towards the sideline. Ambuel makes an over-the-shoulder catch at the 40, and he will return it out close to midfield. He'll be shy of the 50. That was a heck of a catch by Ambuel on that.
It was a line drive kick, and it's a do or die. He had to get over there and catch it fast. And then he got some good yards for the Cavaliers here.
I don't know how he stayed in bounds. Forget how he caught it. How did he stay in bounds after he caught it? And like you said, got some good yardage on the return, probably about a 7-yard return. Cavs will start.
Starting good field position.
At the 47-yard line, their own 47.
Well, that's the first time we've seen defenses come up with two stops so far this game. Both teams punted.
Four receiver set. DeLong is the back. Now Jarrett motions him out. Empty backfield. He used to be a quick little hitter. Catches made by Dixon. And Kyle crosses midfield into Vandalia territory at the Vandal 48-yard line, a gain of five. That is such a productive play for this Carthenville offense. It's the first time we've seen it tonight.
First time we've seen it tonight. I guess they probably figured they would be looking for that. And boy, the running game for the Cavaliers has just been outstanding as DeLong's already got 72 yards and 11 carries.
But he's taking
game.
Chunks, too. Second and five at the Vandal 47. DeLong the back, Easterday from shotgun, four receivers for the Cavs. They will give to Colton DeLong. Colton running right, not much there, but he does get inside the Vandal 45 down to the 44 for a gain of four. And when you're taking 10 or 12, Carl, they're actually going to mark him just beyond the 45. So a gain of three that time for Colton DeLong. It'll set up third and three. It's a long three for the Cavies. Same formation as the previous snap. Four receivers, line two in each slot. DeLong the tailback. Easterday from shotgun. They're going to throw. Jarrett over the middle. Caught. First down for the Cavies. It's Kyle Dixon down near the Vandal 35. They'll mark him at the 36. Gain of nine on the play. Nice throw and catch from Easterday to Dixon. And that has been a prolific combination over the last couple of seasons for Carthenville. And when Carthenville needs a play, Carl, they're going to Kyle Dixon.
Normally, remember, really their last series was stopped just because of a drop pass. Yep. It was a wide open play.
Three receivers to the right for Carthenville. Will Walton, the only receiver on the left. They're going to throw the quick little hitter, and it's incomplete. They faked it to Dixon that time, then tried to slip it inside to Ambule. It could not make the catch. 6:08 for the first half. Second and 10 for the Cavaliers. The ball spotted at the 36-yard line. Again, three receivers to the right, all stacked in that right slot. They're going to pitch to the right with DeLong. Colton running right, makes a man miss, dives forward to the 30-yard line for a gain of six. It'll set up another third and short for Carthenville halfway through the second quarter. Cavies leading 15-13. The difference right now, Carthenville went for two and got it on a halfback pass from Dixon to Ambule to start the game, and then Vandalia missed their last extra point attempt. That's the reason for the two-point spread. Those receivers stacked in the trio on the right side again. They're going to throw the quick little hitter. The catch is made by Ambule behind the line of scrimmage. He does a little shimmy and a shake, turns it upfield, and he is down at the 26. I think he is a yard shy of the first down, and it's going to be fourth and short for Carthenville, and I'd be shocked if they don't go for this.
Pretty much have to go in this circumstance. Still probably way too deep for a field goal, and, yeah, you don't want to leave a fourth and one at the 25.
They need 1 yard to move the chains. 5:05 for the first half. Three receivers to the right. DeLong is the tailback. Check that. It's Dixon in the backfield. Now they motion him behind left tackle. All sorts of motion, and did Vandalia jump? Oh,
it
I think they
like
might
they
have.
Did indeed.
It was DeLong they motioned out first, and they brought Dixon across the formation, and when Dixon went in motion, Carl, it looked like Vandalia jumped. They did. They're stepping off the five. That is a painful penalty if you're Vandalia.
That's that hard count that you use when you need that first down.
4:55 for the first half of play. Ball just outside the Seavers Recruitment red zone at the 21. Three receivers to the right as Easterday will motion his tailback out. That's DeLong. Now they'll bring a man across the formation. That's Dixon. They hand it off to Kyle. Dixon bottled up. Oh, what a nice little move from Kyle Dixon as he gets it down to the 16. And with that, let's go to Jennifer Graham for a WSMI game break. Thank you, Jennifer. As Carthenville in the Seavers Recruitment red zone, score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville online at SeaversEquipment.com. Easterday from gun. Going to throw it out to Dixon. Kyle makes the catch in stride, and he has the first down at the 10-yard line, a gain of six. A nice throw and catch again from Easterday to Dixon. And did I hear that right? Athens leading Williamsville?
14-12. Very close. Good game there, too.
That's the game of the night in the Sangamo. We've got the game of the night in the South Central Conference right here on WQSMI FM 106. 3:55 for the first half. Carthenville leading Vandalia 15-13. Cavies looking for more. First and goal at the 10. Again, those three receivers stacked in the right slot. That has been a consistent formation here on this drive for Carthenville. They're running out of it and throwing out of it. This time they will throw again. Dixon makes the catch on the spin, churning and fighting. He got about halfway home. He's down to the five. And that's a play, Carl, that it seems so simple to stop. The problem is Dixon's extremely talented and it's well blocked.
Yeah, you get the blocking, and, of course, Dixon gets an open step. He can be gone just like that.
They gave him the 6-yard line, so he'll pick up a four officially, second and goal from there. Three receivers now to the left. DeLong is the tailback. Walton, the receiver in the right slot. Oh, they'll hand it off to. Nope, they faked it to DeLong. Easterday struts into the end zone for the touchdown. They fooled everybody on that one as the defense collapsed to DeLong, and Easterday untouched walks into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, we say it. He doesn't run much, but when he does, he can be effective.
That is a 9-play touchdown drive for Carthenville after their defense came up with that stand. 53 yards is what they covered. Now Schmidt on for the extra point. Easterday with the hold. It's down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is perfect. 2:59 for the first half, and Carthenville leads Vandalia 22-13. We'll come back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville's offense has been stopped just once. Other than that, Carl, the running game really got them started, but now we're starting to see that short passing game really become effective.
It's coming effective. That's more the Carthenville team we're used to watching, and then you'll see a deep one down the road.
9 plays, 53 yards in 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Jared Easterday on the touchdown run, his second touchdown run of the night.
Well, this becomes a big series here. If you stop Vandalia with not a whole lot of time left in this half and can score again, you can take a pretty commanding lead and get the ball on the kickoff.
That's exactly right. Schmidt, a high kick, fielded inside the 30-yard line. Good coverage by the Cavaliers this time as they get the Vandalia returner down on the ground right around the Vandal 35-yard line. And that is the advantage when you kick off to start the ball game, Carl. You know, feel them out early, and then if you can score late in the first half and get the ball coming out of the locker room, you really have a chance to create that separation.
Especially you come out that locker room knowing what you want to do, especially how they've been, our defense has been. So if you can achieve that drive, you got that momentum then the whole second half.
We've never seen Chad Easterday win the coin toss and take the football.
And take the football. No, we have not. Aaron Murray, Cavaliers actually had a drop pass on third down, or they would not have got stopped on their one time they did punt.
No, that's a good point. First and 10 becomes a big series for Vandalia and their offense. Little end-around action to Small. It's going to be a halfback pass. He's wrapped up. Oh, he stays on his feet. Now he's loose. Still looking to throw. Has a man wide open. Dropped. Oh, man, at the 20-yard line with a dive. It was Blake Morrison. And, Carl, that might be the best incomplete pass I've ever seen. That was spectacular.
It was the most fun play to watch. It looks like he should have a sack of 20 yards. Instead, then he looks like he's got a touchdown pass and at least a great catch, and then that catch is just dropped. Almost everything in one play.
Yeah, I don't know how he got away from Logan Rosentrader there, but once he did, man, he put that ball right on the numbers of Blake Morrison. But with a dive, he could not make the catch. Oh, sensational. That had this crowd gasping. Second and 10 for the Vandals. 2:42 for the first half. We'll get a WSMI game break quickly after this snap here. Ball spotted at the Vandal 35-yard line. 22-13, Carthenville. Wells, shotgun snap, throws it out, and the flat catch is made by Austin, and Carthenville wraps it up quickly after a short gain. Let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jen. Third and 8 for the Vandals. Clock running 2:15 for the first half. Remember, Carthenville has just one timeout. They burned that one late in the first quarter.
So we've seen their hurry-up offense, Tim.
They don't need much time.
They don't need much time. If they can have a big stop here on this third down play.
In some ways, this is certainly the play of the ball game to this point. Third and 8, Vandals at their own 37, trailing by 9. They will motion Smalls right to left. They fake. It'll be Wells on the quarterback keeper. He's got the first down. A stiff arm into Carthenville territory. And a big, big third down conversion for Matthew Wells and the Vandalia Vandals as he runs it down inside the Carthenville 45 at the 44.
And most of them went along with Small, as you can plainly see.
Gain of 19 on that play. And Trevor has been a really good distraction here in the first half. We've seen the skill he has when he has the ball in his hands on numerous occasions. But, man, yeah, when he goes in motion, the defense is flooding towards him. And rightfully so. First and 10, Vandals at the Carthenville 44. That was a big, big conversion. Wells now in the pocket, has time, patting the football, surveying the field, steps up. Throws over the middle and incomplete. Good coverage that time by Colin Gibble. He was looking that time, I believe, for Caleb Slater. But Gillip had the coverage.
A very good job by this Vandalia offensive line. That was excellent protection for their quarterback.
And that's where the Cronville secondary comes into play, Carl, because usually when the quarterback has that much time, somebody's going to be open.
Usually, but yes, very good secondary by the Cavaliers. That's something in halftime they might want to look at, how they can get to that quarterback a little quicker. Force a play.
101 seconds for the first half. Second and 10 for Vandalia. Wells from shotgun. Has Smalls off his right shoulder. Oh, trouble with the snap. Wells gets away from Rosentrader. Now he's loose. Makes a man miss. Gets out of bounds inside the 35. A flag comes out. That's going to be a late hit out of bounds on Carvinville. Wells was out of bounds at about the 33. So it'll be a gain of 11. And they're going to tack on 15 of late hit out of bounds penalty. Right on the Vandalia sideline with 93 seconds for the first half. Wait for the official signal here. The flag came out immediately. It can't be anything other than a late hit out of bounds, and that is exactly what it'll be on Carthenville. So when Vandalia needed a play on third and 8, Matthew Wells was there to make it, and he just made another one. And all of a sudden, Vandalia has it down at the Carthenville 18. They're in the Sievers Equipment red zone once again. Score big with JCB at Sievers Equipment. Online at SieversEquipment.com. The Vandals in the all-red look here tonight. Low shotgun snap. It goes to Trevor Smalls. Knifing his way through, and he gets stacked up. Colton DeLong squared him up and drove him down. Gain of a couple to the 16. But it looked like there was a big hole there for Trevor Smalls, but DeLong closed in a hurry. Clock running, minute 15 for the first half. 22-13. Carthenville leading. They get the football coming out of the locker room to start the third quarter. Smalls motions, another low snap. Wells gets the handoff away to Smalls, and he's going to get stretched out and knocked down. Dixon finished him off, and I think it was Ambule over there who got him low, and then Dixon came in for the finish. He did not get out of bounds, and the Vandals will have to take a timeout. 50 seconds for the first half. A big third down for Vandalia at the Carthenville 16. The Cavs lead by 9 when we come back to Vandalia following these messages on WSMI. We're going to keep it right here. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar with you on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And, Carl, this has been a very impressive drive for this Vandal offense. It started at their own 35, but they were really under the gun there when they had it third and 8 back on their side of the 50.
And they went with their quarterback running, and he's come up with two huge runs on this drive that helped this team out a lot. And that's a lot of the Cavaliers targeting Small, maybe a little too much.
22-13, Carthenville leads. We have not seen a passing touchdown in this game. Easterday has ran for 2 scores. We did see a pass on the 2-point conversion from Dixon to Ambule, but the Vandalia quarterback Wells has a 9-yard touchdown, and Trevor Smalls has a 19-yard touchdown to account for the Vandalia scoring, and then Colton DeLong has the other Carthenville touchdown, all on the ground here in the first half. 22-13 Cavies. Third and 5 for Vandalia as they will scrimmage officially from the Carthenville 14-yard line. Wells from shotgun. They've got two receivers stacked in the left and right slots. And Vandalia moved up front. False start going to cost them 5. And coming out of a timeout, Carl, that's just a mental mistake.
That's a couple of those on Vandalia where their line moves.
You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. What an excellent ball game here tonight. Two state-ranked unbeaten teams, Carthenville leading Vandalia 22-13. The winner tonight in the driver's seat for the South Central Conference Championship. Wells from shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. Little pump fake, going to throw, looking in zone, intercepted by Dixon. Kyle's going to run it back. He is at the 20, 25, and he might go. Needs a block. Got it. Goodbye at the 30, at the 20. That is a 97-yard pick 6 for Kyle Dixon. Wow.
What a play. Really, I don't know who he's throwing to. I mean, it just wasn't a receiver right there that was open.
Unbelievable. But is it really, Carl, when it's Kyle Dixon? We've seen it for multiple years now.
His defensive ability was actually his key when he was a sophomore, I believe. Of course, it grew as time went on, but he's really blustered into a great offensive and defensive player now.
And he was untouched on that run back. 97-yard pick six with 31 seconds to play in the half. You talk about a game-changing play, that's it. Instead of Vandalia going in to get it down to maybe a point or two going into half, all of a sudden it's 28-13, and Carlinville gets the football to start the third quarter. Wow. Schmidt on for the extra point. Easterday to Holt. Snap down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is perfect. Big time from Kyle Dixon. A 97-yard interception return for a touchdown. 29-13. Carlinville leads 31 seconds for the first half. We'll come back to Vandalia following these messages on WSMI. Kyle Dixon can break your heart in so many ways, Carl. This time, the pick six.
Remember, only Vandalia's quarterback's second interception of the year.
And it's a costly one. Schmidt will kick it angled towards the right sideline, and that's going to go out of bounds. That's not what Schmidt and the Cavs were looking for there, but what they were looking for was a big defensive play, and that was the best-case scenario.
Yeah, you don't get a better case scenario than that, than a 97-yard touchdown return on an interception.
Man. And when he picked that off, Carl, as you looked at the field, you thought, there's not going to be anybody from Vandalia that's going to be able to catch him because all their speed was
inside the end zone.
Exactly right.
And behind him, yes. So that was that.
And he got one block on the quarterback Wells at about the Vandalia 40, and there was never a doubt after that that he was going to take it all the way to the house. A game-changing play, no doubt. 29-13 Carlinville. And with the kickoff out of bounds, Vandalia is going to make him re-kick it.
5 yards farther back.
Cavaliers will re-kick.
You mentioned only Wells' second interception of the year. And that one was costly. You know, sometimes, Carl, it's not how many you throw, but when you throw them. And it was 22-13. Vandalia looked like they were going in for an answer touchdown late in the first half. That would have been a momentum type of touchdown. And turns out there was a momentum touchdown on the series. It just did not go the Vandals' way. So Schmidt now has it teed up from the 35. And he will keep it in play this time. Fielded by Wells at the 35. Dancing around, trying to bounce outside, and he does. Needs a block. Can he get it? He's angling towards the 45. Here comes a flag, and he is out of bounds at midfield. And that's going to be an illegal block in the back or a hold on Vandalia with 22 seconds for the first half.
And except for mistake penalties, there hasn't been too many of them. This will be kind of a little killer one because they would have had pretty good field position where they could have had a couple three shots at the end zone, but this will set them back quite a ways.
We'll see how Jason Clay and Vandalia want to play this now. You're down 16 points. You know Carlinville gets the football coming out of the third quarter, but you can ill afford another mistake here late in the first half.
Yeah, you got to think they're going to be a little more conservative on this side of the 50 especially.
Yeah, if the run back would have stood at the 50, they probably would have been very aggressive, but now the football spotted at their own 37-yard line, and we'll see what the Vandals want to do.
Still a good enough field position. You can take some shots, not necessarily all the way down the field, but try and gain that 10, 15-yard plays and move the chains as fast as possible.
Wells from shotgun. They will hand to Smalls. That's always a good bet. He can make something out of
nothing.
It is. Turns the corner, and he's out of bounds at midfield.
When you got someone like Small, you can just hand it off.
That's exactly right. Takes 5 seconds off the clock, gains 12 yards. They're at midfield, and now they're in good position to take a shot at the end zone. Of course, Kyle Dixon lurking back in that Carlinville secondary.
Don't worry about that. You don't want to just be, Hail Marying it because that could come back to burn you quickly.
17 seconds for the half, 29-13 Carlinville. They'll hand off to Smalls again. He's bottled up, but he bounces free, and now he's down on the turf. Good tackle made that time by Ethan Wallace after a short gain to the Carlinville 47, and that'll be the final play of the first half. So Vandalia was hoping that Smalls could break one. The Carlinville defense said, I don't think so. Not on our watch. The play of the half, courtesy of Kyle Dixon, a pick six, and he ran it back 97 yards. And at the half, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 29, the Vandalia Vandals 13. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI FM 106, your halftime show in 30 seconds. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Vandalia High School as the Cavaliers getting set to receive the third quarter kickoff, leading 29-13. Stay tuned. Gillespie and Staunton coming up next from Gillespie here on FM 106. And Carl, both those teams are 3-3, so the winner of that game tonight is really going to have a great chance at postseason
right.
play.
That's, this is like a playoff game early for them, too, because both teams need that win to have a good shot at making the playoffs.
If Carlinville can hold on here tonight, they still have a lot of work to do against this very good Vandalia team. They will be 7-0. They will have Staunton next week on the road. That'll be a live game for us on WSMI FM 106 next week. And then Greenville at home to close out the regular season. And if you remember, last year, Carlinville was 8-0 going into Greenville
right.
and lost. So if they can get to that game 8-0, they will have some revenge and payback on their mind against the Comets. And that has been one of the great rivalries in the South Central Conference. We were talking earlier about that great run that Greenville had, their decade of dominance. It was Carlinville who consistently played them the toughest during that stretch.
That's true. Cavaliers gave them the best games. And, of course, in recent – well, of course, last year – Greenville got the Cavaliers, so it's been a good rivalry there, too. Them and Pena have always been good, too.
Absolutely. You think about what Carlinville did to Pena, who is still state-ranked after Carlinville throttled them, what, 49-12 was the final. And here they are on the road at Vandalia, the eighth-ranked team in 3A, up by 16 at the half as the opening kickoff of the second half goes out of bounds for the Vandalia Vandals. And Carlinville moved up a spot to second after they – took care of Pena. I don't see them getting past Byron in the state rankings this year unless Byron were to somehow lose, which doesn't seem very likely. But, man, Carlinville looks every bit legit of that number two ranking in 3A.
And, of course, all that will play good for you when it comes to that seeding time in the tournament.
Of course, we'll have the Road to Champaign football playoff pairing show for you. I guess that'll be 3 weeks away as we're in week seven now. So, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
It's almost 90 degrees. It doesn't seem possible. The season's almost over.
That's so true. It always goes fast anyway, but, yeah, we've only had 1 week, and it was last week, where it wasn't basically 90 degrees, it seems like.
That's true.
So Carlinville takes the penalty on the kickoff out of bounds, and they will start at the 42-yard line. Easter Day will work from shotgun. Four receiver set. DeLong is the tailback. Quick little hitter out to Ambule. Jake makes the catch, turns the corner, has the first down, and more. He might score. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. The first play of the second half goes 58 yards for a touchdown.
Hard to believe. Well, I said, don't be surprised if Carlinville comes out passing. I didn't expect that. And it really was just a safe game five, 10-plus yard pass that Jake Ambule just turned into a touchdown.
And, Carl, we've seen that so often, though, with those passes. They're safe in theory. Both the explosiveness of Dixon and Ambule, they are potential touchdowns every time they're completed.
They are indeed. Now, wouldn't that be officially 60 yards as first play off the kick out of bounds?
They had the ball spotted at the 42, though.
I guess they did. I couldn't figure that. I went out.
Schmidt's point after is good. 10 seconds into the second half, Carlinville leads 36-13 over the state-ranked Vandals. Wow. Back with the Carlinville kickoff following these messages. With 40 seconds to go in the first half, Vandalia was down 9, had the ball in the red zone. Now with 10 seconds gone by in the third quarter, it's 36-13. The 97-yard pick six from Kyle Dixon, and then the first play of the second half goes for a 58-yard touchdown from Easter Day to Ambule. Now the Cavi kickoff is away, not much on the return. And, Carl, you pointed out it should have been a 60-yard touchdown with the kickoff out of bounds, ball spotted at the 40, but I saw it. They had it spotted at the 42.
I won't figure that one out.
I'd say what, this Carlinville offense is tough to figure out if you're a defensive coordinator, because we're talking about it at halftime. You say, okay, we'll take Dixon away. There's Ambule.
Yes. Yeah, we did mention that, didn't we? Take this guy away, take that guy away, and what happens? Well, one of the others has a big play.
And again, though, great blocking. And Cromville runs that little wide receiver screen pass so well, Carl, that no matter who catches it, the other receivers are great blockers down the field. Ambule was untouched on that touchdown. Shotgun snap for Wells. He's going to throw it out in the flat. The catch is made by Thomas Ritchie. He turns the corner, and he gets into Carthenville territory, brought down by Kyle Dixon at the Cavi 45-yard line. Gain of 20 yards on the play. The Vandals need to score, and they need to score in a hurry. The problem, though, is, Carl, they have shown no ability to stop Carthenville on the offensive side.
No, not really in this football game.
Split backs for Wells, who works from shotgun. If you're Cromville, you probably don't have to worry so much about the rushing now of Trevor Smalls. He can still hurt you in other ways. Oh, a shotgun snap goes off of Wells' fingertips. He corrals it and throws the slant. It is caught by Slater for first down yardage inside the Carthenville 30. That was a very nice athletic play from Matthew Wells. The ball bounced off of his hands. He was able to corral it and then found Slater for the first down. Ball will be spotted inside the Carthenville 30 at the 28. Gain of 17. First and 10, Vandals. They find themselves trailing, though, 36-13. Coming into this game, neither team had trailed. Carthenville still has not trailed. They have led from the get-go. Wells from shotgun. That was a bullet snap back to him. He corrals it, hands off to Smalls, and Dixon, a handful of jersey, gets him down at the 25. Oh, Kyle was hanging on for dear life there.
That's, yeah, your dear life tackle, because he gets away quickly. He's probably gone.
I'm sure there's something Kyle Dixon can't do on the football field, but we have yet to see it, Carl.
Not on a consistent basis.
My goodness. He can tackle in the open field. Obviously, the ball skills are supreme. Offensively, he's electric. Special teams, he's electric. Wonder if he can kick. They don't need him to kick. They have two of those.
And pretty good ones.
Hughes, absolutely. They've only missed one extra point all year. Second and 7 for the Vandals. The Cavi 25. Wells fakes the Smalls. He's going to run right, and Rosentrader has that shut off after a short gain. Nice job by Logan Rosentrader to set that edge and get Wells to the ground. He is going to be inside of the 25 at about the 23. Gain of about 2. And it'll be 3rd and around 5 for the Vandals. 10 minutes and 5 seconds for the third quarter. Wells looking to the sideline for the play. He will work from shotgun with split backs. Smalls and Ritchie are the tailbacks. Smalls off the right shoulder of Wells. 3 receiver set for the Vandals. They will give to Trevor Smalls. He's going to run left. That's cut off, and he is down shy of first down yardage. Tucker Hughes cut him off and forced him back inside, and the big boys for Carthenville were waiting. It's going to be 4th down. I don't think he gained a yard there.
Well, that's one thing the Cavalier defense has forced Vandalia to do, is come up with a lot of big 3rd down plays.
Now they need a big 4th down play. And we've always talked about Carlinville's speed on defense, Carl. It's tough to run on the outside, and Trevor Smalls has had trouble running to the outside here tonight. He's busted, cut a couple back inside and had some success, but he has not been able to get the edge. Matthew Wells, a quarterback, has got the edge a couple times. 4th and 5 for the Vandals at the Carlinville 23. Snap away to Wells. Rolls to the right. Going to throw it back to Ritchie. Makes the catch, makes a move, has the edge, and he has a Vandal touchdown. Wells to Ritchie on 4th down. That play was set up beautifully as they got Carlinville flowing to the right, and they threw it back to the left for a 23-yard touchdown on 4th and 5. Comes at the 9:07 mark of the third quarter. Makes it 36-19.
Yeah,
and that is exactly what the Vandals needed right there.
There's only one tackler available, and I thought he might get a little hold on him because he kind of got hit from behind, but once he missed that tackle, it was a done deal that he was gone.
6 plays, 65 yards, and the touchdown from Wells to Ritchie when they had to have it. Snaps a little high. The hold is down from Morrison, and Withers' kick is good. 9:07 for the third quarter. The Vandals answer back. Carthenville leads 36-20. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. 36-20, Carthenville leading, and the Vandals set to kick it away. And you would think, Carl, at some point we're going to see a series of onside kicks for Vandalia as the Carthenville offense has just been rolling here tonight.
Well, basically they have either done the squib or onside kick themselves, as they're not trying to kick to Mr. Dixon either.
It's Gavin this Moser, a low deeper. Line drive right down the heart of the field. Dixon moving forward, has it. Nice run back out to the 40. He picked that up with a full head of steam. And the Cavies will start at their own 40-yard line with 9:02 to play in the third quarter. Stay tuned. We've got Gillespie and Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. A good night of South Central Conference football here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com or live stream through our friends at Network One Sports. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning. We're going to talk to Chad Easterday, of course, at 9:03. We're also going to have Hillsborough golf coach Jeff Eichhoff in studio. The Toppers will be on to the sectional at Effingham coming up on Monday. They've been dominant all year. They've been as dominant on the golf course, Carl, as Carthenville has been dominant on the football field. As Easterday keeps it for a one-yard gain out to the 41. So we look forward to our conversation with Jeff Eichhoff tomorrow, along with our football conversation, Sports Saturday, 9:03 tomorrow morning here on FM 106. And the Hillsborough golf team has a legit chance to raise state championship hardware this year. And I tell you what, this Carthenville football team, they're looking state good here through 6.5 weeks.
They have so far.
Second and 9 for Easterday and the Cavies. They put 3 receivers in the right slot. A flag comes out. Easterday going to throw down the sideline. Has a man and is caught by Nick Walton. Walton takes a big lick at the Vandalia 35. Will wait on the flag. Throw was right on the money from Easterday to Walton. I think that's going to be illegal formation on Carthenville. If it was a false start, they would have blown the play dead.
Yeah, you would think. It had to be.
Let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jen. And Athens leading Marrero Forsyth. That would be an upset. Marrero Forsyth has been the top-ranked team in 2A all season long.
Would be indeed, but Athens also has a fine program.
And remember, Athens is 1A.
So, yeah, that'll loom good for their potential seeding.
Absolutely. So the illegal formation on Carthenville cost them a big play. It'll move the football back to the 35-yard line. But remember, the pass play was down to the Vandalia 35. Easterday, quick little hitter out to Ambule, and Jake Ambule fighting hard. That football looked a little loose there, Carl, but he's down at the Cavie 40. Gain of 5. The last thing Carthenville can afford here is a turnover, which they have not done much of at all this year. Mentioned Easterday, only 1 interception. That was in the very first week of the year. And if you remember, Hillsborough fumbled it back to him.
That's
on the run back.
In fact, they didn't. Yeah, the interception was not a big item for the other team as they lost it on the return.
3 receivers in that right slot. We've seen that formation a lot. Colton DeLong lined up in the left slot, just off left tackle. Easterday has time, throws over the middle, in traffic. It is caught at the Vandalia 45 by Will Walton. He went up to catch that football, high-pointed it, and it's a first down Cavies from their 40 to the Vandy 40 in a gain of 20.
And there you go. Well, that's a big catch.
Oh, about the 45, my mistake there. So a gain of 15 at the Vandalia 45.
That's as big a catch as you can make, a third down and long. Mm. And you're in the middle of the field, and you know you're going to get hit.
And he did. The Waltons, they just kind of get forgotten about out there with Dixon and Ambule, and now DeLong. Don't forget about Hughes when he gets back on offense. Ethan Wallace as well. And they got a quarterback who just puts it on the money every time. They will pitch to DeLong, running right. Full head of steam, and he gets tackled forward for an extra 3 yards down to the Vandalia 36-yard line. Gain of 9.
And that is the first run for Colton DeLong this half. But go figure, Tim, that is easy enough for him just to start passing, and they've been successful. Now they go back to maybe some Colton DeLong running plays that were very successful in that very first half.
Yeah, they have really done whatever they wanted to do here offensively tonight against the Vandalia Vandals. And that's kind of been the story of Carlinville's season as a whole, that there has just not been a defense that has been able to contain them at all. Second and one. Easterday, it's a quarterback draw. He's got the first down, and he is inside of the 30, down to the 26. And, Carl, there is the headiness of Jared Easterday. I don't know if that was designed or not, but they spread him out, and Jared saw the look that there is no one in the middle of the field.
No one at all. Like you say, it might have been him on his own, but it looks like we have an official. I thought maybe it isn't an official. It's Vandalia, or is it official?
I think it's an official.
First glance, I thought it was an official.
It is definitely one of the officials down, flat on his back at the 25-yard line, got wrapped up in that play there. So we're going to take a timeout. We have an injured official on the field right now. 6:15 for the third quarter. We'll come back to Vandalia following these messages on WSMI. Good news, the injured official up on his feet, going to stay in the ball game. I don't think he's going to be the umpire anymore, though, Carl. I think he's gone to the side judge position, but it really is amazing that that doesn't happen more often to these football officials.
Sure, you got 22 players sometimes running full speed at one spot, and the officials can be in the way regardless, no matter where they try to get off the field.
And that's one of those, you can't get out of the way fast enough.
Yeah, you can't get out of the way sometimes. There's just no way to do it.
So the Easterday run went for 10 yards and a Carlinville first down. They are at the Vandalia 26-yard line, leading 36-20, 6:15 for the third quarter. Another little quick hitter out to Ambule, and he's going to be brought down after a short little gain to about the 25. That pass was a little low and out in front as Jake had to bend over to make the catch, and then the Vandalia defender was right there to get him down. Exactly 6 minutes for the third quarter. This Carlinville offense has been something to watch here tonight. And oh, by the way, Kyle Dixon, a 97-yard pick six in the last minute of the first half when it was a 9-point ball game. Another quarterback draw for Easterday. Look at him slip through. He's got the first down inside of the 15, down to the 11. A gain of 14, and Carlinville back in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Mow like a pro with Exmark, Hustler, and Ferris. Score big at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com.
And how about 53 rushing yards out of Jared Easterday? And when you don't nine carries.
And when you don't get sacked, Carl, your rushing total looks better as a quarterback.
Yes, that's right.
First and goal, they'll give him at the 10. They will pitch two to long. Colton running right, makes the first guy miss. Now it's going to take a host of red jerseys. He's still not down. And they'll end his forward progress inside the 10 at the 8. Boy, Vandalia never actually got him on the ground, Carl. They finally just stopped his forward progress, and the whistle blew. DeLong running hard here tonight. 6'1", 200 pounds, and he is a load. And he's running with confidence now.
He is indeed.
Second and goal at the 7. Four receiver set, three to the left side. Dixon is out on the left. They will hand. Oh, they'll fake to Ambule. It's Easterday again. Dives into the end zone for his third rushing touchdown of the night. This one an 8-yarder for Jared Easterday. It comes at the 4:50 mark of the third quarter. And you just can't account for that, Carl.
You can't account for that. And I don't think this might be a high for his career, three rushing touchdowns, because not how 10 times he's throwing those touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got the school record for passing touchdowns, but his third rushing touchdown of the game here tonight. Now he's on to hold for Matt Schmidt. 4:50, third quarter. Snap is high. Jared gets it down. Schmidt's kick is perfect. It is 43-20, Carlinville leading Vandalia. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI FM 106. The Cavaliers have just taken it to another level here in 2018. Pena and Vandalia, the best the conference has to offer this year. They beat Pena 49-12, put a running clock on them, and they lead Vandalia 43-20 in Vandalia. Schmidt, a little squibber, bounces off one of the upmen, and Carlinville recovers it. Wow. On the recovery, it'll be Lonnie Rosentrader, as Schmidt just drilled that into one of the upmen for Vandalia, who was turning ready to run back and block. Bounce right off his back into the hands of Rosentrader, and the Cavies have the football back.
Boy, oh boy. Well, that's one part of their game they haven't been getting, those onside kicks. Remember last year, it seemed like they'd get one or two a game.
Remember this year, though, they've been up so big so early that it's just sportsmanship-wise, they haven't wanted to do it. And that wasn't an onside kick. That was just a low liner and a good break for the Cavies. Easterday and crew back to work. He's going to throw the slant to Ambule. Jake makes the catch. Not much there as he is down right at midfield. The gain of 1 yard.
And that's basically the same pass he scored a touchdown on. It's just sometimes you fool the defense completely and get one key block and you're gone.
And when you look at this Carlinville team, Carl, where's the weak link? What is it? I'll give you a moment. You think about that. Come up with an answer after this play. It's second and 8. The ball spotted at the Vandalia 49, so they gave him 2 on the play. Easterday from gun. 3 receivers in the right slot. The shotgun snap was low. Jarrett has time. Airs it out, looking. Dixon has a man. Caught. Touchdown, Carlinville. Wow. 49 yards in stride Easterday to Dixon.
49 yards.
Where's the weakness, Carl?
Well, the weakness, I would have said, was that they couldn't run a clock out with a running game. They've kind of destroyed that belief today.
Oh, my
gosh.
With
a very solid running game to go with this incredible passing game. So
unbelievable.
Weakness, no, they don't have one.
My goodness.
They might not be the best punting team I've ever seen.
There you go. They just don't do it enough.
They just don't know how to punt right,
I
tell
you. They just don't do it. Easterday to hold, Schmidt to kick. Kick is up, and it is good. So after Carlinville recovers the kick after it bounced off of Vandalia Upman, a 49-yard touchdown from Easterday to Dixon. It is 50-20. Carlinville leading state-ranked Vandalia with 4:03 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Carlinville is ranked 2nd in 3A. Vandalia is ranked 8th in 3A. The Cavaliers lead by 30 on the road with 4:03 to play in the third quarter. Schmidt set to kick it away. Low liner. Vandalia dives for it, bounces off their hands. Now the Vandals have to get on top. Just outside the 30-yard line. And, Carl, we have seen a lot of Carlinville. We'll just limit it to the last 3 years, but we've seen a lot of them over the last decade, really, since Chad Easterday has been there. And what they are doing this year, I haven't seen it before.
No, it's across the board on offense, defense, special teams. They're a threat all the time.
Every play offensively could be a touchdown with the weapons and the precision of Easterday and the speed and the blocking of the line up front. Like they are just an absolute handful to deal with.
And throw in Jake Ambule and Dixon on defense, and every defensive play is a chance to score if you throw the pass up in the air.
That's exactly right.
And we have a player arriving really late here for Vandalia.
Yep, that is Gavin Moser running onto the field late, and I believe that's who the kick bounced off of. And, yep, they will have to burn a timeout. 3:59 for the third quarter. Carlinville leading Vandalia 50-20. We'll keep it right here and remind you, coming up next, Gillespie and Staunton here on FM 106. And, Carl, that has been one of the great rivalries, certainly in Macoupin County. It is the rivalry, but you can put that up against anything in the central part of the state. Those two towns, they don't care for each other none too much.
They're pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close on over Route 4 there. And that makes it a little exciting when you think about it. And it's good to see them both right at that 500 mark. It's a pivotal game, really. Yeah,
that's exactly right. That'll be our second game coming up next here on FM 106. Right now, Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break. Jennifer Graham, thank you very much. Back here in Vandalia, week 7 of the high school football season, and Carlinville is rolling through the Vandals here tonight. They beat down Pena, who was state-ranked a few weeks ago, and now they come into Vandalia and lead by 30. Did not see this coming. Wells from shotgun. Little slant setup, catch is made, and getting out close to first down yardage on the reception that time, out to the 40-yard line. It should be good for a Vandal first down. Catch was made by Blake Morris, and he gets up hobbly.
That will be his first catch, Tim. He was their touchdown leader, receptions. So they've done a heck of a number on him.
Carl, we were talking during one of those last breaks, and you commented, and I agree wholeheartedly, this Carlinville defense is better than the state runner-up defense from 2 years ago.
It just seems to be. It seems to be able to shut down any aspect of a team once they get to figure out where their strong suit is. They adjust and stop it.
3.5 minutes, third quarter, 50-20. Carlinville, you heard it right, 50-20. It was 22-13 late in the first half, and the Vandals had the ball. Here's Trevor Smalls. He squirts free, still on his feet, picks up a first down. Logan Rosentrader hanging on for dear life, just would not let go of Smalls' ankles right there. And that's the only reason Trevor didn't bust it for a big one.
And we see the talent there on Vandalia. They have talent and a lot of great speed themselves.
Yeah, they have just not been able to stop Carthenville at all. And that big pick six that was returned 97 yards at the end of the first half, that totally changed the game, because then the first play of the second half went for a 58-yard touchdown for Carthenville. Just like that, instead of a 22-13 game, it was 36-13. Here's Smalls again, straight at the gut, and he is gone. He's at the 25, at the 10, into the end zone for the touchdown. And that's how quick Vandalia can strike back at you. That's a 45-yard touchdown for Trevor Smalls. Comes at the 250 mark of the third quarter. Makes it 50-26 Carthenville with the extra point pending.
So that will put Mr. Smalls over the 100-yard day. So they contain him play after play, but that time he really got the big one.
That's the just the flat-out ability of Trevor Smalls. Just talking about Carthenville, they have a variety of kids who can take it to the house on any play. Trevor Smalls can take it to the house every time he touches the football. Vandalia going to have to go for two here, and they're going to have to burn. Nope, it'll be Carthenville burning a timeout before this two-point try. 2 minutes, 50 seconds for the third quarter. Do the Vandals have an epic comeback in them? 50-26, Carthenville leads the Vandalia two-point try following these messages on WSMI. Vandals set to go for two. Carthenville leading 50-26, 2:50 to play, third quarter. Empty backfield for Matthew Wells. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to tuck and run. It's a race to the pylon. Wells with a dive. Is he in? Yes. Two-point conversion good for Wells and the Vandals, and that makes it 50-28. So a 22-point lead for the Carthenville Cavaliers. And right now, Carl, the two big plays in this game, the pick six and then the first play of the third quarter going for a 58-yard touchdown.
Yes, indeed, Ian. Carthenville's full of big plays, but we have seen the explosiveness of the Vandalia Vandals here. They got some great talent on this team.
Oh, Vandalia is a fantastic football team. That's why the fact that Carthenville is doing what they're doing to them on the road is so shocking.
And it's the Carthenville offense is just, well, to me they're in a different world today, especially because of running game. We haven't seen that good of a running game against, say, a quality opponent, which this is Vandalia, and it's a very quality opponent.
This is more shocking to me than them blowing paint out at home, because I think coming into the year, Vandalia was considered and expected to be up there with Carthenville ahead of Paina. So to come into Vandalia, which is an extremely tough environment to come into, to do what they've done so far is just staggering. Onside kick. Carthenville's got to go get the football. I think Vandalia got on top of it.
Well, they might have got that onside kick. You think Carthenville would have been ready for it.
They didn't go for it. Carthenville was just kind of standing around. The ball was bouncing around, and the Vandals were moving forward. Massive humanity being unpiled. Let's see. Both teams say they have it. Only one's going to be right. And the way Carthenville's reacting, I think they got on top of it. Boy, that's a big-time recovery.
It didn't seem like they were going for it, like you say, Tim.
I think it was Jack Kessinger who came up with that football. But, yeah, they were just kind of standing around there, fortunate to get that football. And that's how this game is going to turn around if you're Vandalia.
Well, you're going to have to get a play or a turnover, be it an onside kick like they just tried, or get a turnover against this Carthenville offense somehow.
Carthenville interception turned the game around. Can the Vandalia defense come up with a turnover of their own? Now Jason Clay wants a timeout, I think, or at least he wants to talk to the official. He just wanted a stoppage. I don't know if he thought that they had recovered the ball, but the conversation is over. The official gives him a pat on the shoulder, so it ended friendly. It'll be Carthenville ball. It'll be spotted just outside their own 45 at the 46. 50-28. Carthenville has only punted once, and that came after they threw a perfect ball that was dropped. That would have been first down yardage.
It was a bad punt. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Low shotgun snap. Handoff goes to, I think that is DeLong again. He dives inside the Vandalia 45. Has a Carthenville first down. Down to the 42. Gain of 12 for Colton DeLong. Again, well blocked up front by this Carthenville offensive line. The offensive line, Carl, more times than not, no matter the level of football, a lot of time gets overlooked unless they do something wrong. But this Cavalier offensive right. line tonight has done nothing wrong. They have blocked every play. Fantastic.
Colton DeLong, 105 yards for the day.
Three receivers on the right side of the formation. Now Dixon singled up on the left side, but they've got safety help over the top. Dixon fakes the inside handoff, throws the slant to Ampule, just running through would-be tacklers, has a Carthenville first down inside the Vandal 30 at the 27. That'll be a gain of 15. And when you have to commit two defenders to Kyle Dixon, Carl, it becomes real tough to stop the other weapons.
It does indeed, and like you say, you just get the Waltons involved.
2 minutes, 10 seconds for the third quarter. First and 10, Carthenville, as they have come back and answered every Vandalia score here tonight. And that is just crushing if you're the Vandals. They desperately need a stop. Not many teams have stopped Carthenville at all the entire season. Easterday throws another quick hitter. Catch is made out there. Dixon just standing, hands on hip left side. He never moved. Ball went to the right side. That was Will Walton on the catch. Dixon's probably tired, Carl.
Yeah, he's taking a break.
Walton got inside the 25, down to about the 22. We'll call that a gain of 5. 107 seconds for the third quarter.
Wondering what the stoppage here is. Seems like they...
There's a flag on the field, and it's on Carthenville. It's a hold on the Cavies. So wipe away that 5-yard gain. That's going to move the football back to the 35-yard line of Vandalia. Vandals need a stop. If they can get a stop, Carl, and a score, this game is far from over. We talked about the skill and the explosiveness of Vandalia. They have the ability to make this comeback, but they need a defensive stop. Easterday going to run it himself. Bounces out. Another flag comes out as Easterday gets inside the 30, down to about the 27. As Easterday got up and flipped the ball, the referee wasn't ready for it and almost hit him right in the face. Good, quick reflexes there. Is this going to be another hold on Carthenville? They're talking to Vandalia.
That's what they're calling.
A hold on the Cavaliers. Back-to-back holds on Carthenville, and all of a sudden they're going to be behind the chains like they have not been all night long. Ball will be spotted at the 37-yard line. So it winds up really only being a 2-yard penalty from where the original line of scrimmage was. But Easterday had a nice gainer on the play. First and 19. For Carthenville, three receivers right side. DeLong the tailback. They will fake to Colton. They throw it out to Ambule, and Jake Ambule makes the catch, hit quickly, gets inside the 35, down to about the 33. No holding this time on Carthenville. Game clock running inside of a minute now for the third quarter. It'll be second down and long for Carthenville, 14 yards to go. They need to get in the Severs Equipment red zone down to about the 17-yard line for a first down. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Easterday will work from shotgun. DeLong the deep back, three receivers on the right side of the formation. Jarrett will play action. He's going to throw, looking for it all, and it is incomplete as he overthrew Nick Walton that time in the end zone. That'll stop the clock with 30.8 seconds for the third quarter.
And they could go back to same type of play, or maybe one with a little less all the way nothing. Maybe go for that medium 15-yard pass here.
Vandalia had that one well covered in the end zone. And Easterday missed in the right spot, Carl. If he misses short, it could be picked. But he threw it where either Walton's going to catch it or it's incomplete. And it fell incomplete. Three receivers come to the left side of the formation now as Easterday operates from shotgun. Shotgun snap was low. He's going to fake the handoff to DeLong, and Easterday rumbles his way inside the 30, down to about the 27, gains 6. And it's going to set up fourth down for Carthenville, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Well, Easterday has ran the ball, Carl, more tonight than maybe he has in the games we've seen at least this year.
Oh, definitely so. Like, say, the three rushing touchdowns, and, yeah, he's over 74 yards now.
Well, through three quarters, Carthenville has a 50-burger. As we go to the money quarter in this battle of state-ranked unbeaten teams, it is Carthenville 50, Vandalia 28. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Thank you very much, Jennifer Graham, here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Through three quarters, it's all about the Cavalier offense, and Kyle Dixon's pick six returned 97 yards at the end of the first half. Carthenville leads Vandy 50-28, and Carthenville facing fourth and 10 at the Vandal 27-yard line. Vandy has to have a stop here and now. Easterday, play action. Slant over the middle, caught, it's a touchdown, Will Walton.
Boy, that over the middle pass has been there several times for the Cavaliers, and that time Will Walton is the recipient of a touchdown pass from Mr. Easterday.
A 27-yard strike, and I guess Jarrett thought, you know what, I've ran enough of them.
Yeah, that's the first one, right?
And he threw one, a long one to Dixon.
Oh, that's right, the second TD pass. How could I forget that? That was a thing of beauty.
A six-play, 54-yard touchdown drive. On point again is this Carthenville offense. Schmidt's extra point. This one's low, but straight and through, and it's good. 11:53 for the ball game, and Carthenville has stretched their lead out. It's 57-28. The Cavies lead the Vandals here in Vandalia. We'll come back with the Carthenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 57-28, Carthenville leading, 11:53 for the ball game. Schmidt, a little onside squibber, going to be picked up by Slater inside the Vandal 40, and Carthenville has it covered well as Slater will not get out to the 45. He's down at the 43. Carl, coming into the ball game tonight, this was really the biggest test of Carthenville's season so far. Yes, they played state-ranked Pena at home, but they jumped on them early, put the running clock on them. Vandalia, though, in Vandalia, 6-0 both teams, conference championship essentially on the line. What an amazing performance in all three phases for the Cavaliers.
Oh, no doubt about it. And they've done this all year, but this is more impressive because of their competition.
Wells tries to run the quarterback draw right up the gut, and Will Kincaid says, I do not think so. Wraps him up and gets him down. No gain on the play. They are on the road at Staunton next week. We'll have that game live here on FM 106. And home for Greenville week 9. We'll have that live on FM 106. And what a senior night that's going to be. This great group of seniors for the Carthenville Cavaliers. They have won so many games, done so many impressive things. We think about the history of Carthenville football. This group of seniors is at the top of the list in a variety of different ways.
They are indeed, and I believe at one time 10 out of 11 were seniors on the offensive line and in the backfield. So you don't see that often, many.
They've been together a long time, you know, came up through the JFL and all that, and think about the dominance they have laid on the varsity level here the last number of years. It is impressive for the Carthenville Cavaliers. We'll get a WSMI game break after this Vandalia snap here at 2nd and 15, clock running 11:20 for the ball game. Ball spotted at the Vandal 38-yard line following a false start penalty. Wells from shotgun. Hughes gets around the end, and he almost got Wells down, gets away, and he will not get away from the big fella. That is Blaze Ballou, who sacks Matthew Wells back inside the 25. Let's go to Jennifer Graham for a game break. All right, thank you very much, Jen. As Marora Forsyth and Athens go back and forth, and there's been no back and forth here tonight in Vandalia. It has been Carthenville early and often here tonight, and that was a big-time rush there. The speed of Tucker Hughes got around the end, couldn't get Wells down. He got away from that, but then the power of Ballou was able to slam him to the turf. Timeout taken on the field, 10-28 for the ball game. Carthenville leading Vandalia 57-28. We'll take a break and come back to Vandalia High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, 3rd and 29 for the Vandals. They try a draw play with Smalls, and Carthenville's ready for that. Hughes brings him down along with help from Wallace, and it'll be 4th and long. Carthenville was not fooled by the draw play on 3rd and long.
4th down for the Vandals.
And at this point, you still have to punt because you got a 4th and just too many yards. What would we figure that?
30 yards.
Yeah, I don't want to think you want to risk it here.
Dixon and Ambule waiting just outside their own 45 for the punt from Robbie Durbin. And again, the Vandals, a man running late onto the field. This time it's Tyler Worker. Clock running 9:40 for the ball game. Snap back to Durbin, the lefty. Good high kick, angle towards the sideline. Ambule hauls it in, and then a short return out to the Vandalia 49-yard line. Outside of Cronville's first possession, which started at their own 26, Carl, they have started every drive basically at their own 45 or better.
Yeah, it seems like it. Seems like pretty much just say midfield, because it seems like that's about where they start every time.
And when you give this offense basically 50 yards to get a touchdown, this is what happens.
And it don't take them long sometimes. This has been a more impressive game where they've actually had ball control and good running game.
Easter Day from shotgun. He's got 3 receivers to the left. Ambule split out wide to the left. Will Walton, the lone receiver, right side. Shotgun snap low. They will fake the handoff. They throw the quick slant to Dixon. He's got the first down. Slung down, but not before a big gain down to the Vandalia 34-yard line.
Another catch for Kyle.
Gain of 16 on the play. Actually, gain of 15 on the play. 9 minutes, 20 seconds for the fourth quarter. 57-28 lead for the Cavies. Well on their way to victory number 7 and a stranglehold in the South Central Conference. Another fake handoff to DeLong. Catch is made by Dixon. Takes a big pop out there from Garrett Austin, but Kyle held on to the football inside the 30, down to the 29, gain of 5. And that's the play, Carl, we talked about on the ride up, was that quick little play that could really negate the size of Vandalia, that quick wide receiver slant, that quick wide receiver screen.
It gets you that 5 to 6 yards per play, and, yeah, if you're set up for a good second and, well, 3 or 4.
2nd and 5 now, 8.5 minutes for the ball game. Easterday from shotgun, little pump fake. He's looking in zone. Oh, he has a man. It is Dixon. Check that. It was Ambule over there, but it was thrown a little bit behind him and thrown out of bounds. Good coverage, recovery coverage on that play from Vandalia. It'll be 3rd down and 5.
And really in 4-down territory there, too, because field goal too long and a punt just doesn't do you much.
They've only punted once tonight, went off the side of Jarrett's foot.
That's their weak link.
They just haven't had to do it much at all this year. Easterday from shotgun. He's going to pitch left. Tucker Hughes into the ball game. His first carry of the night, I believe, and nothing doing for Tucker. He is brought down, actually lost the yard, back to the 30. And it will be 4th down, 8:15 for the ball game. And that will be something important for Carlinville moving forward, Carl, regular season and into the postseason, making sure Tucker Hughes is 100% healthy on both sides of the football. Ethan Wallace as well.
Absolutely, and that'll probably become a priority to this team.
But with the emergence of Colton DeLong, once again, the depth of Carlinville just shows across the board. Easterday will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong has a first down. Oh, what a stiff arm by DeLong as he tumbles his way inside of the 15, down to the 14, a gain of 16. And Carthenville back in the Seabers Equipment Red Zone. Mow like a pro with Exmark, Hustler, and Ferris. Score big at Seabers. Online at SeabersEquipment.com. There's really two players, Carl, that Carthenville can ill afford to lose and cannot replace. That's Jared Easterday and Kyle Dixon.
Yeah, you got to put them there. But, you know, they do have good backups in a lot in every position, but you can't lose them for the obviously a whole game when it comes to playoff time.
Easterday from shotgun, first and 10 at the Vandal 14. He will. Faked it along, kept it himself, and then slipped, and he is down for a loss back at the 19. Vandalia was in the backfield, but you could see Jarrett just spinning his wheels there, could not get the traction. 7 minutes for the ball game.
And a new phase of the Cardinalville Cavaliers, eating clock.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job of it here. I think they'll probably try and finish off this score, though.
Well, Carl, these offensive starters are in a position they haven't been in this year, playing in the fourth quarter. Easterday from shotgun, three receivers from the left side. Jarrett going to throw, has pressure over the middle. Nick Walton with the catch right at the sticks, down at the 5. Needed 13, I think he got 14. See the spot. Oh, yep, they will give him the first down, and it'll be first and goal at the 5. Another football just thrown absolutely on point. Jarrett Easterday is so accurate, and I think coming into the game, yeah, he completed 73% of his passes on the year. That's probably just slightly above his career average. He is so accurate.
He might be exceeding that today.
He keeps it, does Easterday's into the end zone, his fourth rushing touchdown of the night. Sixth touchdown overall, 2 throwing, 4 rushing. This one from 5 yards out, and it is a runaway for the Carlinville Cavaliers with 6:17 to play in the ball game. 63-28. This has been an impressive performance any way you want to put it. And that touchdown gets some of the Vandal fans heading for the exits. Extra point for Schmidt is good, and the Cavies have still missed just one extra point on the year. 6:17 for the ball game. Carthenville 64, Vandalia 28. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Matt Schmidt, a little onside poocher, going to be fielded by the Vandals, and they'll return it out close to midfield. That was Slater on the return. It was. And this has just kind of been a systematic dismantling of Vandalia here tonight. A Vandal team that obviously is a very good football club. State rank coming in, unbeaten on the year, but they have had no answers at all for this Carlinville offense tonight. Cavies have hung 64 on them.
Yeah, they have no answers on how to stop this Carlinville team. The only thing that stopped them in any drive was a drop pass, and that's it.
You know, Carl, in fairness to Vandalia, nobody has had an answer to stop this Carlinville offense all season long. Just a remarkable display of offensive football. Wells, a little play action. He's going to dump it off to Smalls out in the flat, and Trevor will step out of bounds after a first down at the Carlinville 41-yard line. Gain of 11 yards. Stops the clock with 6:03 for the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have the Staunton Gillespie broadcast coming up next here on FM 106 as both teams enter 3-3 on the night. So the winner of that game going to have a real good shot at the playoffs. The loser will have to win out. Staunton has Carlinville next week, and Gillespie has Greenville next week. So very critical game tonight, obviously. We'll have that next here on FM 106. Wells from shotgun. Has time, surveys over the middle, nearly intercepted. Oh, Colton DeLong slams his fist into the turf in frustration. He had that in his hands, and it bounced off.
And that would have been the icing on his cake, because he's had probably his biggest rushing game for the Cavaliers. Colton already 121 yards today.
Well, he really did set the tone on that first drive, didn't he?
He might have only been the third. Well, let's see. Yeah, he was the third leading rusher for the Cavalier team. He's trying to – yeah, he probably has – he's passed Tucker Hughes now for second.
And he might just get a lot more carries in the last part of the year heading into the postseason after this performance tonight.
He's really stood up, because you got to look at both Ethan and Wallace were hurt, and Tucker hurt also, so – big play by Colton.
Wells off the mark there, incomplete. It'll be third and 10. And you talk about stepping up when your team needs you. As you mentioned, your top two running backs, Ethan Wall still dealing with the ankle. Tucker just coming back from the hamstring in a huge game like this on the road, Colton DeLong came out early and just ran all over this Vandal defense.
And it all started with a busted play. Might have been Colton's fault. And the quarterback still got it 5 yards out of the play.
And then after that,
they both ran into each other.
That's right. And then on the opening drive, really the rest of the way, it was all Colton DeLong until Jared Easterday ran it in from 5 yards out. Third and 10 Vandals at the Carlinville 40. Wells pressured and flushed. He's going to tuck, try to run, spins away, and he is licked right at the line of scrimmage. Nice play made out there. Ethan Wallace was there and also went on the stop. Chase Michaels. Boy, Wells did all he could do, Carl. He was making some moves out there, but eventually ran into too much Carlinville defense. Fourth and 10.
Basically only got him on that one huge sack, obviously. But for the most part, he's managed to at least get away and make something positive. That time he really couldn't gain anything, but the fact that he got back to the line of scrimmage was an impressive play.
And you can see, we've seen it throughout the night, the skill on this Vandalia team. This is just a situation where you just got beat by a better team. Carlinville has flexed their muscles here tonight and stated their dominance. Wells flushed again, steps up in the pocket. He will tuck and run, and he stays in bounds. I think he got the first down.
Yeah, I think he does, according to where that bean bag went to.
He'll be inside the 30. It will be a first down for Vandalia. Ball will be spotted at the 27-yard line. Gain of 13. So the clock will stop as Wells went out of bounds, 4:52 for the ball game. 64-28, just a shocking spread of points here tonight for the Cavaliers. Hand off to Smalls. Trevor makes a move in the hole, then he is brought down by Tucker Hughes. Nice tackle there by Tucker. Inside the 25 of the 23.
Balls on the carry. 4 yard gain is going to be second down and six.
There was a moment in this game where you thought Vandalia might have their move. It was 22-13 late in the first half. The Vandals were driving after picking up a big third down conversion. And that's when the 97-yard pick six happened. By the time Dixon ran it back, there was just 30 seconds left in the first half, and in a lot of ways, that ended the game. If there was any doubt, then Easterday found Ambuel on the first play of the second half for a 58-yard touchdown. That ended all doubt. As Wells gets another first down straight up the gut. He is inside the 10, down to the 9, and Vandalia into the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment online at SeversEquipment.com. Both teams have spent a lot of time in the Severs Equipment red zone tonight.
They have. In Carlinville, too. Usually they zip right past it.
Smalls takes the handoff. Boy, he's in trouble in the backfield. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Rosentrader slowed him up, and then DeLong, along with Colin Gibble, finished him off. That'll be a loss for Smalls back outside the 15 at the 17, a loss of about 8. 3:40. For the ball game. Stay tuned. Gillespie and Staunton coming up next here on WUSMI FM 106. Carlinville came in ranked second in 3A. They will not be moving down, obviously.
I would hope not.
Vandalia came in ranked eighth in 3A. Both were 6-0. Carlinville's going to be 7-0. And coming in, neither team had trailed on the season. Carlinville has led wire to wire as they have throttled Vandalia here tonight. Shotgun snap to Wells. Matthew Wells straight ahead, and he'll be down inside or right at the 15. And I tell you what, I would not want to be Roxana next week. That's where Vandalia is going.
That's where they're going.
They're going to be angry and looking to make a point.
Well, and we've seen the offense. I mean, they got 28, and they're looking for another.
Yeah.
So you can see they got an outstanding offense. They got to figure out a way. How do you stop a Carlinville-like offense? That's no one has so far.
No one has so far. Wells dancing around in the pocket. Now he's flushed to his left. He's going to be sacked again back at the 30. I think it was Tucker Hughes who slowed him up. Will Kincaid finished him off. The speed of Tucker Hughes off that defensive end spot, Carl. He made a couple of big plays here in the second half. Good to have him back.
And the Cavaliers, yeah, basically sounded like he could have played last week, but they went ahead and rested him for a whole nother week and pretty much just playing defense, and he's showing that impact. He is an impact player on this team, too.
Well, let's be honest. They did not need his services against Roxana or Southwestern.
They just didn't need the help there. And, hey, the good thing is you get those people to come up and play. Like, what a day, and how well has Mr. DeLong done?
Oh.
I mean, 121 yards, and he's kind of taken over because the other two running backs are a little gimpy.
The ability to step up when your team needs you. Hand off to Richie, nothing doing. This Carlinville defense just smells it now. They've just snuffed out Vandalia on 4th and 29. As they sent Vandalia backwards, the Vandals had it at the 9, and the drive is going to end up at the 26.
There's some big negative yards and a lot. Really, Wells, of course, got hit on a couple of them.
Well, the Carlinville offense going to come out, and it should just be victory formation time now for Jared Easterday and these Carlinville Cavaliers. The Cavs have faced two state-ranked opponents on the year, and they have beat them both soundly. They beat Pena 49-12 at home, and now tonight 64-28. They will come into Vandalia and down the Vandals as it is victory formation time now. Easterday takes one knee. And, boy, does that have to be a satisfying feeling right now for the Carlinville Cavaliers, Carl, to be able to come into Vandalia and take the victory formation in this fashion.
Unbelievable how well their offense looked today, especially against a good team.
Carlinville going to move to 7-0 on the year. They will be on the road at Staunton next week. We'll have that broadcast for you live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106, the Pizza Man pregame show. With David Jenkins, will kick us off at 6:30 next Friday night. As Easterday will take one more knee. There it is right there. 45 seconds on the clock, and I think they'll need one more to officially close out the Vandals here in week number 7. We'll have sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk to Chad Easterday about this awesome performance from his football club. Here tonight, also going to have Jeff Eichhoff, the Hillsboro Boys golf coach, on the sports show tomorrow as his toppers prepare for the regional at Effingham Country Club on Monday. The Hillsboro Boys golf team has state championship aspiration. And, Carl, after what we've seen from Carlinville against the state-ranked teams in Pena and Vandalia, I tell you what, they have a very real chance, depending on the draw. That always depends on the draw in the postseason. But it will not be surprising to see them on the turf in Champaign after Thanksgiving.
Almost be surprising not to everything can just keep flowing the way it is for them right now.
That's exactly right. Just an awesome performance here tonight from the Carlinville Cavaliers as they dismantle the Vandalia Vandals 64-28. We will take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jennifer Graham will have some scores for you on the postgame show and, of course, game two of our doubleheader still to come here tonight. Gillespie and Staunton. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Vandalia High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Vandalia High School, and Carl, 64-28 is the final, and just an unbelievable performance tonight from Jared Easterday and his offensive unit as they punted once, and as you mentioned, they only punted because a perfectly thrown football was dropped on third down.
That would have gone for 20-plus yards and a first down, yes. Amazing offense.
This game turned late in the first half. It was 22-13. We knew Carlinville was going to get the football coming out of the locker room to start the second half. Vandalia had the ball. They had a big third down conversion that kept the drive alive. They get all the way down to the Carlinville 16-yard line, and then a false start penalty moved them back, if you remember. And then on the next play, Matthew Wells lobbed it up over the middle. Kyle Dixon picked it off just in front of the goal line, returned it 97 yards for a touchdown, and that was a back-breaking play for Vandalia.
Definitely back-breaking, and like you say, that penalty makes it from, was it a fourth down or a third down play? Third down play, but it was instead of third and five, it was third and nine, and you're trying to get all nine instead of just a five-yard play. That can be the difference sometimes in that throwing a deeper pass, and that's what it was, picked, and what a return.
Oh,
I mean, once he surveyed the field, you could see him just kind of skipping, and then he just took off.
He's got, like his older brother Jacob, he has a gear
yes.
that just really nobody else in the field has. And, boy, he turned it on that return. It was a thing of beauty, 97 yards for the pick six. That was the game-changing play. So it was 29-13 at the half. And then the first play of the third quarter, Carl, in some ways that was vintage Jared Easterday as he threw a slant, more of a wide receiver screen, perfect to Jake Ambuehl. He got the blocking, and he was gone for a one-play touchdown out of the third quarter. So, I mean, it went from 22-13 to 36-13, basically in 40 seconds of game time.
Yeah, in game time, you're right. And you know, Vandalia had to be a little just let down from that point on. They kept trying, and they did come up with some offense, but it's got to be disheartening when a team just keeps scoring on you and scoring on you and so quickly sometimes.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen that really – last couple years, but just to keep the focus on this year, we have seen that consistently from the Carlinville Cavaliers that any time they have the ball, it can be a touchdown.
That's true. And, boy, if there's ever been a team I love to watch in a two-minute drill, it's this Cavalier team. 2 minutes, give them 30 seconds, they can probably go down the field, it seems like, any time.
The way that they handled this Vandalia team on the Vandals home field tonight, Carl, it's the most impressive performance of the season by far. It's not even close. Maybe the most impressive performance, even if you go back to last year as well, because this Vandalia team, they are legit.
Yeah, they're legit, and they will be a playoff team. That's
no question
probably,
about that.
There's a good chance this might be their one and only loss during the season.
Remember, when Carlinville went to state 2 years ago, they came into Vandalia, beat the Vandals for the Vandals' only regular season loss of the year. So it's something that Chad Easterday has done before. He's now 9-2 against Vandalia. And this performance tonight, it was just otherworldly. There were so many key contributors. Colton DeLong had a monster game. He set the tone early with his running ability. But I thought, Carl, the offensive line tonight, I mean, you can't play any better on an offensive line than those boys did tonight.
Yeah, you didn't see Jared Easterday having to run for his life on a passing play. And he had a couple of the deep, well, he hit the one deep one, but he had all day for that one. And he also had another deep one where he just sat in there, never moved, and had a nice, easy throw. Now, he missed that one, but he's had two deep passes with zero attempts of sacking him. So the line was perfect in this particular game.
Jordan Bressler, Blaze Ballou, Siler McLean, Jonathan Stillwell, Alex Dawson. They have not allowed a sack all year. And when you think about the prolific passing attack that this Carlinville team has, to not have allowed a sack all season, remarkable.
And the running game improvement today. I was going to make the mentions of that in the total numbers. I didn't do a total, but just on Colton DeLong, he doubled his yearly total. He's over that. Actually, had 114 going into this game. Jared Easterday over doubled his total. He only had 72 yards for the whole year going into this game, and both of them end up with that. And again, you really got to give offensive line improvement or on the running part game and how great they were on the passing. They've been so great on the passing. Now it seems like they're getting outstanding on the running game too.
And Trevor Smalls is an elite tailback. There's no question about that. He wound up with over 100 yards tonight, but it was a very quiet 100-plus yard game for Trevor Smalls as the Carlinville defense really did a good job of containing him most of the night.
Yeah, well, he averaged 150, and they held him to about 105 yards for the whole game. And that's actually pretty darn good, especially when you got a big lead and you don't even – sometimes you're letting him get a yard, you know, some yards here and there because you're not worried about it. But they did contain him on almost all the plays, because if you take out the biggest play he had, the 45-yarder and his 19-yarder, he doesn't really gain much on all these other 15 carries.
Easterday winds up with 6 touchdowns, 4 of them rushing.
And that's – I didn't look at that total, but I got to believe that's his high for the year.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. I mean, he's had games where he's thrown 6-plus touchdowns, but to run for 4 is just another dimension, yet another thing you have to worry about when you prepare for this Carlinville team. So the Cavaliers, 7-0. They are in the driver's seat now of the South Central Conference at Staunton next week, home to Greenville the week after.
He had 2 going into
double
the
that.
He more than doubled that. He doubled that just today, yes. Wow.
Carl, we mentioned that they've played 2 state-ranked teams. They beat Pena 49-12, beat Vandalia 64-20. That's stunning.
That is stunning, and I just noticed that the defense can come up with, like, you know, Vandalia really can't win, but they're still driving hard, And then Carlinville's defense really stiffened up, and then they just sack them back-to-back times. And it's like, this team's got the capability to just win games, be it defense, be it special teams, and be it offense. And that's hard to beat.
Yes, no one's found the formula yet, and it's hard to see that someone is going to find that
formula. As long as they don't punt,
that's
their weak. That's their weak. Their weak game is punting. If they never punt, they're okay.
Well, the strategy is we just don't punt.
Yeah, they should just never punt again.
Well, hey, they're well on the way. Just an awesome performance, true domination tonight from the opening kickoff for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they beat Vandalia 64-28. I want to thank all the people here at Vandalia for their hospitality. They treat us so good here tonight, so we thank them for that. Thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast here this evening. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Stay tuned. We still got more football tonight. A ball game with playoff implications in the South Central Conference as Staunton is in Gillespie. That broadcast comes up for you shortly here on FM 106. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk with the call. Stay tuned. Jennifer Graham's going to have the post-game show with some scores for you following these messages. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. The final, once again, Carlinville 64, Vandalia 28. Good night from Fayette County.